Hi, I'm Iona Moya, and you're listening to Quick Link Podcast.
Hello there, welcome back to Quick Link Podcast on Monday, the 9th of January, with your daily microdose of pro cycling news from across the disciplines. Happy birthday today to Max Schachmann of Bora Hansgrohe, to Catherine Hammer of EF Education TIBCO, to Jason Tesson of Total Energies, to Kevin Genietz of Groupama FDJ, and former Canyon DHB rider and Lincoln Grand Prix winner, Tom Stewart. Now, there's not a tremendous amount of news of late that doesn't directly relate to the current racing action. There's teams confirming their Tour Down Under lineups, most new kits have been revealed, and La Vuelta unveils its route tomorrow. There was some racing today, naturally in Australia. The Junior Time Trial Nationals were on in Ballarat. That took place in the early hours of our time zone. Coming out on top with Felicity Wilson-Haffenden of Team Bridge Lane, who posted a time of 26.41 over the 18.8km course. That was 1.51 quicker than second place Lauren Bates. Dominant stuff from the rider who was fourth last year, and she adds the time trial title to her junior road race win from last Saturday. Oscar Chamberlain of Angers d'Isère went round in 24.16. That was 42 seconds quicker than Will Holmes. So congratulations to Oscar there. He's a shoe-in for my first cycling fantasy junior team this year. Do let us know if you're joining in as well. That's obviously on firstcycling.com. Well, what to talk about today? Let's have a big industry loving, shall we? Mainly because I haven't edited our next interview yet. You'll get that tomorrow. Over Christmas, I was polling the rest of the QuickLink team, that's Anna, Dan, Katie, Lena, Matthew, Peter, Tim, Tom and Will, for our 2022 award nominees. There's 10 of us, with 10 categories. So here goes. Our breakthrough rider of the year for 2022, Arnold de Lee. 9 wins in his Neo Pro season, all in 0.1 one-day races, except for a stage of Tour de Wallonie, where he saw off the likes of Binyon Girmay, Axel Laurence, Mathieu Trentin, and Alex Aranburu. De Lee is currently 6th on the UCI rankings, behind Pogacar, Van Aert, Evenepoel, Vingegaard, and Vlasov in that order. Set for his second full season with Lotto Destiny, he'll open his campaign at Clásica Comunitat Valenciana on the 22nd of this month, and then set to ride Étoile de Bessèges, Kerner-Brussels-Kerner, Paris-Nice, Milan-San-Romo, Gent-Wevelgem, Dwarsdorf, Lander and Paris, Roubaix, and Brabant-Chapelle. So congratulations to our breakthrough rider of the year, Arnold de Lee. Our second category was Race of the Year. Some of us went for individual stages, some for overall events, but the clear winner was pretty much obvious, La Tour de France. Won, of course, by Jonas Vingegaard, with commendations for the Col de Gran on stage, stage 11, which put Vingegaard into the yellow jersey that he would never lose, and then Tom Pidcock's mad one the following day up Alpe d'Huez. So, unsurprisingly, our race of the year in 2022, the Tour de France. Next up, two team awards. We voted on UK Continental or Elite Team, and then also professional teams. Our votes were neck and neck between two of the men's Continental teams until a last-minute nomination by one of the gang. So, congratulations to Wiv Songold for being our domestic team of the year. Significant victories came through the Tour Series, where they took 4 individual wins through Thomas Mayne, Jim Brown and Matt Bostock. He also went on to claim the National Crit Championships, the Manx International GC, and well, 2 rounds of the Tour Series. Wins also came at the Lancaster Grand Prix in Otley, Barnsley, Colne and the Newark Crits. And Ben Perry finished 4th on the GC at the Tour of Britain. So our domestic team of the year, now known as AT85 Pro Cycling. Last year they were with Sungod. Most of us just call them Canyon. Our professional team of the year award goes to Jumbo Visma. Marianne Vos on fine form as one of the best sprinters of the year, and probably the greatest female rider of all time. The men's team ranked number 1 by the UCI, 48 victories across 2022, including, of course, Jonas Vingegaard at the Tour, and Primoz Roglic at Paris-Nice, and Wout van Aert dominant this winter in cyclocross. After a season of wins on the road at Omloop E3, the Bretagne Classic, he took three Tour stages, and also won the green jersey. So an excellent all-round team performance, which sees Jumbo-Visma as our pro team of the year. To our individual rider awards then, which we separated into 3 categories. International, so aka not a Brit. Our team here consists of Brits, Canadians, French and German contributors. So we're based in the UK, so domestic to us is the UK. We also voted on UK riders who are based overseas, so those racing at World Tour or Pro level, and then those racing domestically, so those on Continental or Elite teams, so our 6 winners. It was absolutely unanimous voting for our International Female Rider of the Year. She won Omloop, She won Liège-Bastogne-Liège, Giro d'Honneur, she won the Tour de France Femme, and she won Serratese Challenge by La Vuelta, and then went on to win Worlds. It could only be one rider with a clean sweep of 10 out of 10 votes from us. It was Annemiek van Vleuten of Movistar. Our International Male Rider of the Year went to Remco Evenepoel of Quickstep, of course, the world champion and winner of La Vuelta, as well as San Sebastian, the Tour of Norway, Liège-Bastogne-Liège, and the Volta Algarve. He doesn't even turn 23 until next week. Our Overseas UK Rider of the Year votes were slightly closer, but someone just edged out in both categories. Our female award goes to Pfeiffer Georgie by a single vote over Zoe Backstead. Pfeiffer's sole win of 2022 came in the Under-23 National Time Trial Championships, but she also claimed the youth category jersey at the Baloise Lady Tour, where she finished fifth overall, and she was also the best British finish at Worlds. But her success of the year came with the absolute monster turn she was pulling as a lead out for Team DSM's main sprinter, Lorena Wiebes. Wiebes took 23 wins last year, with Pfeiffer a teammate for 20 of them. Our overseas British male rider of the year goes to Fred Wright of Bahrain Victorious. Yet to bag himself a professional win, the 23-year-old had a fine season where he rode himself into form at the Tour. A top 10 on the uphill finish on stage 10 into Megev was followed by being edged out by Mads Pedersen on stage 13 into Saint-Étienne in that three-way sprint alongside Hugo Hula. A Commonwealth Games time trial silver medal followed before fifth in the road race and then onto La Vuelta, where Fred showed himself as more than able to mix it with the rest. He was third on stage 4, where Marc Soler had gone solo from 15k out. He was third from the break on stage 7, fourth on stage 13 and then again on stage 16, which both finished with a small ramp at the end, and then he was once again thwarted by Pedersen on stage 19, where Fred took second in the bunch sprint. Big things await for Fred Wright in 2023. He's our Overseas British Male Rider of the Year. Our Domestic Female Rider of the Year had a clear winner, and our congratulations go to Emma Jeffers of JRC Interflon. Two Tour Series wins, two wins in the National Circuit Series, a stage of the Manx International, silver in the National Circuit Championships, an absolute breakthrough year for the 17-year-old. Our final award category split the team more than any other, but there was an eventual winner, though much debate was had between two riders who coincidentally share the first name. Eventually, our Domestic Rider of the Year award goes to Finn Crockett of Ribble Weldtight. After a host of Nat B wins early on in the season, his first big one of the year was at the UCI SQL Classic in Rutland Melton before he went on to take bronze in the Commonwealth Games road race. So our congratulations, our Domestic Male Rider of the Year is Finn Crockett. So there we go, those were our 10 winners as voted in 10 categories from the 10 members of the team. Our congratulations to Finn Crockett, Emma Jeffers, Fred Wright, Pfeiffer Georgie, Remco Evenepoel, Annemiek van Vleuten, Wiv Sungod, Jumbo Visma, the Tour de France, and Arnaud Delis. Tune in tomorrow where you'll hear from a rider I'm hoping will be breaking through and be on my breakthrough nominations for next year. Until tomorrow, bye for now. You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.